Welcome to the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader with Danielle Rama Hoffman, your fast track to partner with Source to create your legacy business without overworking. Now let's dive into today's episode. Wondering why you're not further along when it comes to creating the impact you know you're meant to? The guides and I would love to shine a light on why it feels like you're missing the mark. In Highest Contribution Audit, you'll partner with the guides and me to diagnose the disconnect in your highest divine assignment. We'll take a look at what's working and not working in your current path of success, pinpoint what's keeping you from gaining traction, and channel a personalized action plan to help you flip the script. Feeling the energetic nudge to vibe into the details? Head to the show notes to learn more. Hello and a very warm welcome to this episode on becoming the go-to expert in your field with a book or a summit. So to kick off our podcast here, I pulled a couple of Magdalene manifestation cards from our Magdalene manifestation card deck, and I went through the deck and I pulled out vibrational visibility because having a book or leading a summit, it exponentiates your visibility. And the vibrational visibility cards, and if you're watching the video, I'm holding them up here. There's the key card, which is more the doing card. Vibrational visibility, highly magnetic. Shine your light brightly. Be a lighthouse for your good to come to you with ease. And then the hologram vibrational visibility card is empowered potency. Take your seat at the table as a leader of the evolution in consciousness. Occupy your space 100%. And then as a third card, as those are the ones that I pulled out, because what we're talking about here, being the expert in your field, channeling or scribing or downloading or writing a book, leading, hosting a summit or a podcast, the essence of what's underneath this is all about leadership and visibility. So I wanted to have a supporting energy in our energetic vortex of this podcast to really amplify that vibrational visibility. So I pulled Heart Sentience, Mega Manifester. Epic expansion is on the way. You're in a growth spurt, ripe and supported to realize your desires. And so I'm holding up that card as well. And when we talk about being the expert in your field at Divine Transmissions, our clients are on a mission for sure. Like you have a big vision, you know you're here to make a difference, you're committed to your inner work, your spiritual higher consciousness journey, as well as creating it on the physical plane, as well as taking inspired action and really being sovereign, knowing that you're a creator being. And an aspect of that is really recognizing that what it is that you share with the world, the difference that you're here to make, it's going to make more of a difference if there are more aligned individuals that have access to you. So I'm going to pull up our five stages handout here. I'm just going to get it ready to share with you because I also want to talk about this topic from the context of the five stages to manifest your legacy work in life, your extraordinary work in life. And that this topic, it does kind of span across two of our stages, the manifest stage, which is being a creator consciousness. And I'll just pull it up here so you can see it again if you're tuning into the video. So the manifest stage is being a creator consciousness, bringing your vision into the world with an abundance of support. So your vision is, in this case, like that your expertise is going out into the world in a larger way, that you're making a bigger difference, that you're transforming the lives of thousands. And that some of the thoughts that come up here, and this is why it straddles kind of our two stages, are, will I be safe to be this visible? What will people think? Will I have the resources, support, energy, time, and money to do this? Because there is a lot of action required on the physical plane. Doesn't mean that you need to do it. You can have somebody who helps you with it. To write, to scribe, to channel a book, to publish a book, to have it come into fruition, and also to lead a summit, to bring together partners, to have a topic, all the behind the scenes kind of aspects to it. So when you're looking at having a book or having a summit, your mind will go like, will I have the resources, the support, energy, time, money to do this? And that's why this really straddles the manifest stage as well. So you might quit on your vision before it's actualized. I see this. Yes, a lot of people write and publish books, but there's a gazillion more who have the vision of writing a book and channeling it and publishing it and don't, or that it's sitting in their computer. And the same thing, there's a lot that have the vision to make a bigger difference, to have a podcast or to have a summit, and then they quit on that vision before it's actualized. So the important thing here is to channel your highest creation and to follow that heart sentience to really be bringing that vision into the world. Like, your highest creation, it's tied into, and this is something that I feel like can really be beneficial for folks when they get in the, like, will I be safe? And this goes a little bit more into the fifth stage, but it's like, you're more committed to making a difference than you are, will I be safe, or what will individuals think? And so the skill to master here is really receive more fully on every level, like support and energy and time and money. And I do recommend, unless you're really like an amazing DIY kind of person, do it yourself, that you surround yourself with individuals who've done it or who can support you with it. You know, I've published 4 best-selling, books, so 3 books and a card deck. I've scribed more card decks and books that I have in our programs behind the scenes. I think we're on our 9th summit that we've led. And there's lots of different resources out there. We do share some of the behind the scenes, how it is that we do it in the academy, as well as like how I can scribe a book in 6 weeks, which brings to the embody stage when the body work's already right? But the channeling. So the embody stage, the 4th stage, is also about channeling. And here's exponential consciousness. So having a book or a summit, it exponentiates you. It is a time saver in multi-D abundance, so that you are more fully supported, because thousands of individuals can read your book or use your card deck at once without you having to be physically present. Yes, it's a lot of work in the front end, yet it has an exponential aspect. It's not you being the expert in your field, one person at a time. It's scalable, it's leveraged, it's exponential, it makes a big difference. It's also something that it can be accessible for a lower investment, and it really establishes you as the expert in your field. And the same thing with the summit as well, because you're tapping in not only to your own resources and your own expertise, but you're also bringing together a community of other experts who are sharing their expertise, and they're also promoting your event. And so not only do you have access to the individuals that are in your community already, yet you're exponentiating the momentum by also tapping into others' individuals, their lists, their communities, their contacts, and their expertise, and you're featuring them. It's a very new paradigm, win-win kind of situation. So the embody, or sometimes I call this the channel stage, is where you really ground your vision and your power for your highest contribution. And that's why this straddles both, because you may have this sense of like, I'm being pulled in too many directions when it's time to write your book and your summit. And you go like, how am I going to have the time to do this? Or I'm tired of diluting myself for others to get it. when you're really wanting to share like your highest level work, or you might find yourself pretzeling into somebody that you're not. And then this, like, will what I've created stand the test of time, or some of the thoughts that you have at this stage. The number one thing to focus on here is partnering with higher guidance to powerfully lead your vision. And this is where it really ties into visibility. I remember when I first met my first guide, I was like working with energy already in my early 20s, but I hadn't really met a guide. And my first guide that I met consciously was Sekhmet, the Egyptian lioness goddess of compassion and unconditional love. And she's also like a kick-ass gal, right? Like, she's got it going on. And there were, I just had this sense of being buoyed. Like, when I walked into a room, like, she was there with me. She had my back. Being tapped into your multidimensionality, your divine self, your power, being committed to your mission, all these things really help to overcome the fear of visibility. The breakdown is doubting your power, so you give it away. And I see this over and over and over again. I've done it myself, where you, rather than going into your heart sentience to really know what's aligned for you, you go into what is it that somebody else may think, giving away your power to in so many different ways, right? It may be you give away your power to others, seemingly emergencies, and then you don't set aside the time to write the book, or you get pulled into family drama, or you work from home, and so even though you're really focused on getting your thing done, you're the one that's there to let in the plumber or whatever. And also where you may have worked with a coach or a mentor who said you need to dilute your message in order for it to be accessible. And yes, it can be very helpful to have like a message that can be digestible. And then as folks work with you more deeply, they get more and more. Yet it's all an extension of your legacy work in life, your expertise. So the thing to channel here is your highest power, and the skills to master are direct communication with your higher guidance and trusting your seat of power and becoming the leader that you are meant to. That you're really becoming that leader that you are meant to. Now, I want to just talk a little bit more about exponential consciousness, and then I'm going to share some of my personal stories around bringing in a book and then also summit, because this will originally air while we're leading our eighth or ninth summit or however many it's been. And that the Magdalens talk about exponential expansion. It's one of the Magdalen cards, one of the Magdalen codes that we teach in the Magdalen codes program, which is all in the manifestation stage that your legacy work in life move through as it's manifesting. And that expansion is natural. Like, you're divinely designed to expand. You're always expanding. It doesn't mean that you also don't take action towards expansion. And yet, in order to expand again, in order for it to feel natural to be expanding again, which ties back into that like thought, like, will I have the time, the energy, the money, the resources to get this book done or to lead this summit? There requires the capacity to stabilize the expansion that you've already created. And one of the things about a book and a summit that is a kind of an energy secret or a secondary benefit or what's underneath it, it does stabilize a lot of your expansion already. Even though it creates exponential expansion, it also doubles as a way of stabilizing your expansion. Because when you download your book, when you scribe your book, when you, especially if you're partnering with Source and your higher guidance, when you really are leading your summit from a place of making a bigger difference in the world, those are exponential physical plane ways that you can reach more individuals, once somebody's read your book or they've seen you on the summit, if you have a divine appointment with them and it's aligned for them to work with you, then they know you. Your colleagues in your field also can see you as the established expertise. So when you can have something that doubles, and I know that this is very nuancy, and if you know me, like this is a free podcast, right? But I'm sharing all the goods from behind the scenes and 30 years of expertise because I'm all in and I'm here to make a big difference and I'm not going to hold back when something's coming through that really needs to be shared here. But when you can have something that doubles as a way to create, to exponentiate the difference that you're making in the world. And it is a part of that cycle of exponential expansion that stabilizes your expansion. So it's natural to expand again. You stabilize your expansion, your expertise, your leadership energy, your power, your visibility, becoming the go-to expert by doing these things and who you become in the process. And that integrates everything you've been up to thus far. So you scale. So it's natural to expand again. So when it comes to this expansion spiral that the Magdalens talk about, there's really a lot of juice in these things. And not to mention, and when I say expert in your field, again, at Divine Transmissions, we do work with conscious experts. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for 25 plus years. And so a lot of the examples that the guides and I use will come from that experience. So like recently, we were working with a client who is a lawyer, and she also hosts a virtual conference, which is basically a summit or a global event where she's partnering with other leaders that don't have the exact same thread of leader of what she's doing in lawyer, but the compliments, they all come together, they share their expertise, it gives a lot of value to their clients, it brings in new business, it establishes relationships. Then she is also seen as the go-to expert she's establishing herself as the go-to expert in her particular area of lawyership. And so that can be the same for our clients in academia. When you have your own book or you're publishing your own thesis or paper, or if you're holding a global conference on it where you have other folks on the panel, it amplifies your expertise. So yes, we are working and talking to emerging and established conscious entrepreneurs. It's a lot of stories that I share. Having a book and a summit works amazingly well, whether you're established or emerging, to establish your expertise quickly, to grow your community quickly, to make a difference. So they are really door openers. And also for those of you who you're in our community and you're a leader in the evolution and consciousness by how it is that you live and what it is that you do. And so you may have this, like where you're retired or where maybe you have a day job or you have a passive income stream or an inheritance, or you have your day job or your consulting or whatever. And then on the side, you've just been like continuously deepening your spiritual awakening, or maybe you even have a healing practice on the side or one day a week transformational business or something like that. And again, maybe you recognize that your own rapid elevation in consciousness is your contribution to the planet, who it is that you be, and your fierce alignment. And so scribing a book with Source is also such a rapid acceleration, is exponential consciousness in your own way, even if it's just for you. And usually you'll want to share it with some folks. But we've also had folks that have learned how to channel scribe and access their higher consciousness, and they brought forward a card deck or a book, or they've been on summits when it's not even, it's not their career, because it's accelerating who it is that they are so much. So these are really game-changing experiences and expressions, especially when it comes to your visibility and vibrational visibility. So I just wanted to share how I've seen it open doors in my own business and life, and then also how I've seen it in our clients and community. So the first book that I wrote was in 2009, and things have changed. This is being recorded in 2024. And when I wrote that book, I had an in-person business. It was a local business in Seattle, and I did lead tours and stuff. So it was international in that aspect. But what I mean was, it wasn't online, right? It was all done in person, and the individuals that knew me because of they had worked with me, or because I was doing advertising. Like, it was just a different kind of marketing time. It was a lot of word of mouth and very local, like body, mind, spirit expos and flyers. I remember, like, you know, putting the flyers out. That was the way that I was visible. And things were going well. I had clients. And at the same time, there was a cap on my reach. And then when in 2009, when the Temples of Light book came out, I really went from a local business to a global business. And then individuals started contacting me to work with me through my book. So it really opened up the whole globe. Now, of course, in the time of the internet, there is already a global aspect. And yet at the same time, you can feel like the best kept secret or being lost in a sea of voices. So this is like really also how you can stand out. And then, you know, with a $10, $15, $20 book, there were these divine appointment clients who I met through the books, and we still meet our clients through the books and the card decks, who came to work with me in a really deep way in the inner sphere, and that exponentiated my visibility and reach. And then in the summit, you know, I'm really tuning into the first summit, and this is a good example, because the first summit that we did was, we called it the Divine to Divine. And that one was where it was only channels, and it was really fun. They're all fun in their own way, where my guides talk to the speaker's guides, and you can still purchase the expert series on the website if you want to check it out. And so that was also a way for me to innovate and establish myself as an expertise and to add to my industry, to not only be channeling in my own space, yet to bring together a group of channels, and then to do it in a way that it hadn't been done before, as far as I know, where the guides were really speaking to one another. So that's an example of being in my seat of power. That's an example of leading. That's an example of adding to the industry. And then the summits that we've done since then have often been a blend of kind of the energy experts, mindset coaches, channels, transformational beings, those on the woo side, as well as those too that may be more in the coaching, physical plane kind of strategy area, and bringing together those two archetypes, let's say, in one community was also a way of really innovating, because I know for myself, I have those two sides, and it's been an important part of my success to not only be like where I started as the energy healer in the channel, but also as the mentor, as the successful entrepreneur, and bringing together those powerful communities. And the when we work with our clients to lead a summit and to be on summits and to talk, it is a way to be seen. It's a way to share your message. It's a way to grow your list. And it is amazing how you can go from having a very small list to bringing in hundreds or thousands of individuals into your community. So it can really work well. And again, I get that it's not for everyone, and that there's most likely some slower vibrations that you need to bring to a place of completion in order to embrace the level of visibility, and then also to open up to receive the physical plane support. So I'd love to bring in the guides just for a couple of minutes here as we're wrapping up to see their take on this and if there are any other stories that they want to share as well about book and summit. So I'm hoping for those of you that are feeling jazzed about this, that you're leaning in about the idea of book and summit. And again, we do have resources on that in the academy, and you can reach out to us on the website as well to find out more about that. Hello, dear ones. This is Toth with an expanded Council of Light, moving more into the forefront of this divine transmission. When you develop your extraordinary work in the world and you share it in an exponential way, there is a lot that happens within you and who it is that you become, and growing, let's say, into a deeper level of leadership and embracing more of your power and your capacity to also see things through. When you are partnering with Source as Source to create your extraordinary work and life in the world, which is what we're up to in the Divine Transmissions programs and offerings, that the under utilized superpower here is what we speak of in terms of activations and codes. And so it's just like you may have experienced where you've tried to use willpower, let's say, to work out or to take off weight or to not eat or drink something that you sense you want to have less of, and or using willpower to also, for example, implement something that you sense would be supportive to you, like maybe having unplugged vacations or having analog days on the weekends or spending more time with your kids. Or so there's a difference between like a vision or an intention and trying to use your willpower to bring it into fruition. And versus, or another approach that we really use, which is activating universal principles and codes that you have within you that naturally have you be more of who it is that you are, which increases your vibrational visibility, which makes you highly magnetic, and sloughing off all that isn't David in Michelangelo's carving, sloughing off everything that's not uniquely you or your unique authentic vibration, it is going to accelerate your exponential consciousness and have you stand out. We know how much conditioning you're up against over the last 2,000 years and the 1,000 lifetimes that you've already had about survival consciousness and fitting in and not standing out. And if you're visible, you're the one that gets projected upon. And at the same time, it's how you're divinely designed. And in order to be an expert in your industry, in your field, there is an aspect of leadership. There is an aspect of being in your seat of power and not trying to willpower yourself over the fear of visibility or the fear of losing love or the fear of being ostracized or the fear of leaving somebody behind or the fear of what others may think or the fear of, is it safe to be this visible? To recognize that there's a vibrational visibility. It's not a one size fits all world any longer. It's not about hanging back and hiding out and going under the radar. And it is a very bespoke vibrational lock and key. And so we're also inviting you to recognize when you amplify your vibration, what we do in the activations, and you can get started with the masterclasses on the website of the Visionary Heart Activation, the Birthright of Love Activation. And then if you choose to go further with our Highest Contribution Activation and Divine Light Activations and Birthright and the Magdalene Codes Activations, the activations activate more of you. They activate more dimensions of you, more of your divine self. They turn on your leadership energy, your ascended masteries, your superpowers, your expertise, so that it's natural for you to be vibrationally visible. And those slower vibrational body, mind, emotion filters aren't leading the show. It doesn't mean that you may still not have some trepidations or some like excitement wrapped in with a little bit of like, how would this be as you're growing and becoming more visible? That can be absolutely natural. Yet you're doing it from an authentic vibration where your signature energy and your message is only going to reach those that you have that are in vibrational proximity to it. So it doesn't mean that you still might not get a 1-star review on Amazon, or that as you become more visible to your friends and family on social, that they might go, what are you doing? Or not understand it. Or like those things can still happen. However, you're coming from such a larger place of neutrality and being committed to making the difference that you're here for. And your vibration is visible. And then you choose how to be visible in the physical plane. You get to decide. You get to choose. You get to choose your book topic. You get to choose your summit topic. We recommend you choose it from your higher self and your higher guidance and also your capacity to create on the physical plane. So we are celebrating you and championing you and cheering you on in all that you are up to and acknowledging your contribution to the evolution in consciousness by being you and by sharing your authentic expertise in the world in more exponential ways. All is light and love, and we are all.
Thanks for tuning in today. Join in the conversation over at the 7-Figure Spiritual Leader Facebook group, sending you much love and appreciation for your contribution to the evolution in consciousness.